Now, the science of pathology is all about uncovering the causes of different diseases. And it's this understanding of disease that ultimately helps doctors and scientists to develop new ways to treat or cure disease. And sometimes those treatments can also be used very effectively to tackle other diseases too. And now researchers at Cambridge have found a powerful new way to tackle the neurological condition multiple sclerosis, where the immune system begins to attack the brain and the spinal cord. The way they've done this is by using an engineered antibody called Campath, and it gets its name from the fact that it was developed at the pathology department at Cambridge University. It also goes by the name alemtuzumab, and it also works by locking onto and destroying lymphocytes, which are the white blood cells that drive our immune response. And it was the fact that it can do that that led Cambridge neurologist Alistair Coles and his colleagues to wonder whether they might be able to use it to tackle MS.
If you see a young adult in this country who's disabled, then the likely thing is that they have multiple sclerosis. So this is the commonest disease of the brain and the spinal cord amongst Caucasian people in the West. It's a disease where the immune system attacks a particular part of the nerve in the brain or in the spinal cord. Now, that particular part is the myelin sheath. Now, what that means is the insulation that covers the nerve. And what that means is that nerves can lie across each other and short circuit, or impulses intended for one area can cross over to another nerve and not reach their target. And so you get electrical confusion in the brain.
Does this happen everywhere, or is it quite discrete bits of the brain that get affected?
You're absolutely right. The immune attack is just on specific patches within the brain, and each patch will go through a period where there's lots of inflammation, it may cause symptoms, and then it resolves and dies away, leaving scarring, only for other areas of the brain to become involved.
Do you know what bits of the immune system are doing that damage?
So multiple sclerosis is one of these diseases where we are all capable of getting it. So if I looked in your blood or in my blood or in anyone else's blood, we would find cells of the immune system, T lymphocytes, that are aggressive towards myelin, towards the brain. The thing that's stopping you or I from getting multiple sclerosis is that we have another set of cells called the regulatory T cells, which prevent the aggressive T cells from carrying out their attack. And in people who have multiple sclerosis, the defect is that their regulatory T cells are not working properly.
So what have you been looking at in terms of how to get people to have the best outcome possible for them?
Our initial logic was very simple, which is to say multiple sclerosis is a disease where the immune system attacks the brain. Let's disable the immune system and it will no longer attack the brain. And we looked around for a drug that might do that, and we came across alemtuzumab, or as it was known then, Campath. And we said, well, this is a drug that deliberately hones in, identifies and kills one of the cells of the immune system, the lymphocyte. And it disables the immune system very effectively.
And what was the nature of that trial? How many people? What did you do?
Okay, so this is a trial that we've recently announced the results of, and it consists of 300 patients studied over 3 years. And we're comparing the new drug against the standard licensed therapy of multiple sclerosis, which is beta interferon. So this is a head-to-head study saying, does this new drug, Campath, alemtuzumab, work better than beta interferon? And the results were this, that alemtuzumab, Campath, is vastly more effective than beta interferon. It does three things. Firstly, it reduces the chance of having an attack of multiple sclerosis over 3 years by over 70% compared to taking the standard treatment. Secondly, it reduces the chance of becoming disabled over 3 years by over 70%. And both of those things we were expecting. The third result, though, which we weren't expecting, is that at the end of 3 years, patients who'd taken alemtuzumab or Campath were actually less disabled than they had been at the start of the study. So 3 years later, they were now more able to work, more able to look after their family, more able to play their sports. And that has forced us to go back and say, do we really understand the disease of multiple sclerosis? Because up until now, people have always thought that once you've got disability from multiple sclerosis, that is due to permanent scarring in the brain, and that will never get better. And we had imagined that the best we could get out of any treatment of multiple sclerosis is that people would just stay the same and not get any worse. But amazingly, we now see people getting better.
What do you think's going on?
Well, we're back to the drawing board on this. One idea is that when the immune system recovers after being attacked by this drug, alemtuzumab or Campath, that immune cells grow back, which are capable of getting into the brain and secreting factors which promote the repair and the survival of neurons and of the cells which produce myelin oligodendrocytes. That's certainly not what we were expecting, but we've found it to be true.
Alistair Coles, and he's a consultant neurologist based at Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.